Alaska's potato stocks are up, but consumers just aren't buying spuds this year. State Division of Agriculture officials are concerned about that and want the public to help. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Last year's unusually warm weather had a beneficial effect on Alaska farms. As a result, there's a big supply of potatoes coming from the Matanuska Valley, but retail sales are sluggish. Amy Pettit is a development specialist with the State Division of Agriculture.
We're seeing fewer sales at the grocery stores, particularly of Alaska-grown potatoes, and so we just wanted to get out there and encourage folks to remember that they can still source Alaska-grown in the winter, and particularly to look for Alaska-grown potatoes.
The Alaska-grown label is easily available in most supermarkets. It's a big blue circle with the words Alaska-grown in the center. It's found on carrots, cabbage, and other local vegetables, even some meats. Agriculture Division Director Francie Havemeister is asking the public to purchase Alaska-grown products. Pettit says that slow potato sales here are following a national trend.
There's a large supply of potatoes nationally on the market, and so retailers have the option of which potatoes they want to buy, and they can get them cheap. You know, we're hearing that they're getting outside potatoes, potatoes from the lower 48, cheaper than they can buy our locally grown potatoes.
Ben Vanderweel farms 100 acres of potatoes in Palmer. He says he's lowered prices stores pay at the farm gate and hopes retail sellers will do the same.
We try to price our product competitively. The supermarkets all carry Alaska-grown potatoes. I think the retail price is on the high side. Well, we just wish that they would lower that retail a little bit.
Jay Batak, an assistant produce manager at a Carr's Safeway supermarket in Anchorage, says locally grown russet potatoes are selling well in 10 and 5 pound sacks. Prices vary, but he says red and white potatoes are obtained from outside sources. A campaign to get local restaurants to use Alaska produce met with some success this summer, but Pettit says during wintertime, many restaurants have pulled back from using locally grown vegetables. She says root crops, like potatoes and carrots, are available all year long. I'm Ellen Lockyer.